Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Ballad of John and Yoko from the Beatles, because we are talking about Yoko Ono now. On the phone, hopefully I have Gabriella Darris and John Dunbar. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, hi Lee.
Hello, nice to speak to you, Gabriella. Now, this exhibition, it's called Looking For... It's an exhibition of Yoko Ono's work through the year. It's a mixture of installation and performances. It's kind of kicking off tomorrow with the unveiling of a plaque in Lady Mitchell Hall. And this is a plaque, Gabriella, that you're donating.
That's right. I'm donating this to Cambridge University. The unveiling is taking place tomorrow. They will be speeched by John Dunbar and Alan Bookbinder, who is the master of Downing College. Everyone is welcome, so please come and join us. It's at 11:30 a.m.
And this plaque celebrates the 50th anniversary of Yoko Ono's first visit to Cambridge and her debut public concert with John Lennon at Lady Mitchell Hall in 1969. Is that right?
That's correct.
Was that really her first public performance with John Lennon here in Cambridge?
Yes, indeed.
And in terms of Yoko Ono's artwork, I mean, do you feel that's overshadowed partly by her relationship with John Lennon and what we know of her relationship with the Beatles?
Well, up to a point, I guess, yes.
What would you say her lasting legacy is to art?
Well, she's an important conceptual artist, you know.
Yeah, I think she's one of the pioneers of conceptual art.
What kind of things will we see if we go to this exhibition? It's going to be all around Cambridge. What kind of exhibits will there be?
So there will be over 90 works, most of which are participatory and will develop with the help of the general public as the exhibition unfolds. And they are different media, including text, painting, sculpture, installation, performance, event, music, film and video. She's a multidisciplinary artist.
And has she been involved with this project at all?
Oh, very much so. Not only has she chosen the title of the exhibition, but she also created some new works, especially for Cambridge. And I could actually say that I curated this exhibition in collaboration with her and her personal curator, John Hendricks.
Oh, that was very exciting. What does her art tell us about her?
She's an artist and she makes things and ideas and I don't quite know what to say.
Just to tell me about irony.
Are there particular themes that she revisits again and again?
Well, I mean, she made quite a lot of movies back in the day. Bottoms was one of, I can't remember how many people.
360.
Yeah. One for each day, practically.
But to answer your question, Lee, I think that her art tells us as much about her as about the world around her and the world around us. So that is why it is for everyone, and one can easily identify with it. And I find her art empowering and very poetic. And what I love the most is actually the simplicity of it, but also its very depth.
And is it accessible to everyone, Gabrielle? Because there is a feeling sometimes that art can be up there a little bit and not accessible to people, and sometimes people feel intimidated by it. Will this be open to everyone? Will everyone get it, so to speak?
Not everybody, of course. But, if you're interested in art and come along and see what she's done, it's... She's a fascinating person. She's full of ideas and fantastic imagination.
So in terms of access, all the events are free to attend, a part of one event at Cambridge Junction at the end of the year, but otherwise all the events are free and they will be publicised. There are also exhibitions across the city, not off-site, as it were. And then there are many students involved from Anglia Ruskin University and Cambridge University who will be contributing and as performers and documentarists.
And I'll put you on the spot a little bit here, both of you. Do you have a favourite exhibit or piece of work or installation?
Wow. Well, hard to say. I mean, there's so many things in different mediums and so on.
Maybe something you had at the Indica Gallery that you presented in 1967?
Yes, I mean, the kind of displaying an apple as a sort of work of art was a kind of strange one to people. And also, it's very participatory. I mean, a lot of her pieces are just a blank piece of canvas or paper, and it says, paint me, and the audience are invited to make their own mark, make their own picture.
And John, you've been, as Gabriella was saying, you've been displaying Yoko Ono's work for quite some time now. Have you seen her?
No, basically, I gave her first exhibition in London. This is 50 years ago now. Actually, 51 years ago now. Or 52 years, I'm not sure. 66.
And have you seen her evolve as an artist?
Yes, of course. I mean, but, you know, it's not sort of like somebody who paints, you know, oils on canvas and develops, you know, their style, as it were. I mean, it's nothing like that, really. It's ideas. The whole thing is basically ideas.
So the unveiling of this plaque, it's tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. at Lady Mitchell Hall. And Gabriella, you're saying, yes, it's open to anyone.
That's right. And there will be also refreshments. And, please come and join us.
We will do. Well, good luck with the exhibition. It's very exciting that it's in Cambridge and that it's running for so long, because it means there's no pressure to see these things. We've got plenty of time to enjoy them.
That's right. And this is actually the first time ever that her work will be exhibited in Cambridge. So, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. Well, thank you ever so much for talking to me. Lovely to talk to you. And good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Okay, bye.